This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 21, Lost. Our scripture comes from Luke chapter 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. I don't lose things very often, but I once lost track of a student during an all-night event at our church. I left him behind when the rest of us left to go to bowling. He had wandered off by himself to another part of the building, and because we were running late, we left church in a hurry and didn't count how many students got into the vans. We were waiting in line for bowling when one of the other students got a text from the stranded boy wondering where we all were. I felt horrible and drove back as fast as I could to find him. When we lose something that's important to us, we have a sense of urgency to find it right away. This helps us understand how seriously God takes it when a person gets lost in life. For he loves us more deeply than we can imagine. In this parable, Jesus explains that his father will leave behind everything else and do what it takes to bring his lost child home. That kind of love and concern can be a huge comfort for us and give us new life. We all know people whose faith journeys have become derailed because of questions or conflicts. Perhaps it's a child or a parent. Maybe you have wandered away from God yourself and are lost. God doesn't forget any of us, no matter how far we might wander. He is pursuing every lost person as his beloved child so that they can have full life. And when they are finally home, the celebration is amazing. Pray with me. Father, thank you for pursuing us to rescue us and carry us into eternity with you. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.